What's going on, guys? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 73 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about station wagon versions of cars and how they're actually cool and not lame. So as usual, everybody, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So station wagons are kind of boring, right? Like, they're not really that fun, kind of ugly looking, slow, kind of meant to just take road trips and things. That's pretty much what a station wagon is, right? Absolutely wrong. Today's versions of station wagons are astronomically awesome. Now, let me tell you why. Because car manufacturers with nowadays technology in today's performance, they love to have fun with different designs and throw that amazing performance they create into one hell of an amazing station wagon. So you might be thinking to yourself, what station wagon is this guy talking about? Well, let's go ahead and just name a few. Very first one of what we'll call cool station wagons, the Cadillac CTSV wagon, equipped with a 6.2 liter V8 producing 556 horsepower and 551 foot-pounds of torque. Not bad, right? Here's another one for you. The Mercedes-Benz E63S AMG wagon, equipped with a 4-liter V8 that is twin turbocharged, producing 603 horsepower and 627 foot-pounds of torque. Even better, right? How about a third one? Justin, not too long ago, a company or person by the name of Xtomi Designs, that's X-T-O-M-I Designs, created a rendering of a Bentley Flying Spur wagon that is going to be equipped with either a 4-liter V8 producing 542 horsepower and 568 foot-pounds of torque, or the 6-liter W12 producing 626 horsepower. Two out of these three cars I just named, the E63S wagon and the CTSV wagon, are without a doubt some of the greatest sleeper cars ever. There's no question about it. If you go on YouTube right now, if you're not on YouTube already, and literally look up CTSV wagon drag race or E63S AMG drag race, you will see some of these cars absolutely embarrass other cars that they go up against, especially on freeway rolls too. The last one, so you have two cars that are ultimate performance daily drivers that are now in station wagon form, as well as potentially a Bentley vehicle, which is just ultimate luxury that far beyond one can even imagine, now and available in a station wagon form as well. So just off these examples, can you see how a station wagon could be something absolutely amazing? Because it can. Part of this has to do with, you know, a difference of automotive manufacturers kind of just having fun and creating something different. But there is a very small market, it still is out there, of people needing, you know, wagon like vehicles. Again, it's not necessarily a heavy market, but I saw one the other day, a Mercedes-Benz E63S AMG wagon. And you wouldn't think about it. If you're not really a car person, you wouldn't really know what you're looking at other than, oh, station wagons are still being made nowadays. But you get a car person, someone like yourself or myself, and you look at that and you're like, damn, that's an E63S wagon. You know what's underneath that hood. You know how fast it is, which is what's kind of a cool thing about performance wagons and luxury performance wagons. They fly under the radar. They're kind of bespoke. They're, you know, you don't really know they're there. They're just kind of blending with the crowd a little bit. But as soon as you hit that gas, you're off, and no one's going to catch you unless you have a car that's just as equally fast. But ladies and gentlemen, wagons can be cool. Don't laugh at them unless they're just an old Volkswagen wagon. Then by all means, go ahead and laugh at them. But if you see a CTSV wagon or an E63S wagon, go ahead and give that person a thumbs up. Or if you have one yourself, give yourself a pat on the back. I want to talk about this really briefly. I had a conversation with someone about wagons the other day, and they're saying wagons aren't really cool. And I said, hold on a second. Let me tell you why some wagons are awesome. So ladies and gentlemen, super short episode today, something that was on my mind, kind of want to get off my chest and talk about really quickly for episode number 73. That's all we're talking about. Don't be hating on wagons. They're cool. They're fun. If you haven't driven a CTSV wagon or an E63S wagon, go to a dealership or a friend or find one you can rent or drive one somehow, and you'll see how awesome some of these performance station wagons are. In regards to the Bentley station wagon, that one's just a rendering of a design by X-Tome Designs. If it becomes real, that would be absolutely amazing. I don't think there is plans for that to actually happen. But hey, you know what? You never know. But that's all we got for episode number 73. Just fun little topic today, short and sweet. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, feel free to head over to the YouTube channel unless you're here already. Feel free to browse. If you guys see what you like, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. And don't forget, too, if you guys are looking for the best car merchandise out there, your favorite hat, shirt, sweatshirt, accessory from your favorite company, check out the link in bio. I got a coupon code for you guys, www.tl.com. Got the best car merchandise out there. Last but not least, don't forget to tune in for episode number 74. We're going to be talking about how Mercedes-Benz is handing over one of their most beloved cars, the SL, to the hands of AMG to take over this model. That is big news. So tune into that. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.